Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
It's not the name on the front of the uniform, it's the names on the back. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. You've heard the old cliche about the most important name is the team name on the front of the uniform. That applies to playing together and being selfless, especially in college basketball now that so many players leave early. Of course, those schools who keep the greatest names for more than 2 years do turn out the best teams. That's more abundantly true in the NBA. The Charlotte Bobcats are becoming the Charlotte Hornets again, trying to recapture the magic of the city's first NBA franchise. But despite 14 turbulent seasons in which the Hornets made the playoffs 7 times, but went from first to worst in NBA attendance, they had something that the Bobcats have missed by a mile, except for one playoff season under coach Larry Brown. Reverting to the Hornets is funny for another reason. The original name came from Lord Cornwallis during the Revolutionary War, when the British commander likened the resistance they met in Charlotte to a veritable nest of hornets. Well, the former Bobcats better shore up their own resistance, finishing next to last in defense in the NBA during the recent season. The old Hornets were a hit from day one, despite 3 terrible teams out of the gate. Fans filled the new and since demolished Charlotte Coliseum, selling out 364 consecutive games and leading the NBA in attendance for 9 straight seasons. That would not have continued if the team hadn't improved steadily, making the playoffs in their 4th season and upsetting the aging Boston Celtics in the first round. They went on to make the playoffs 6 more times, 1 year being led by son of Vlade Divac, whom they got from the Lakers by trading away top draft pick Kobe Bryant. Despite reaching the postseason 5 of the last 6 years in Charlotte, the old Hornets fell out of favor with the fans because owner George Shinn parted ways with big stars like Larry Johnson and Alonzo Mourning to save money, and then he got slapped with a high-profile sexual assault suit. After the 2002 season, when unbelievably the Hornets had dropped to last in NBA attendance, a humiliated Shinn moved the Hornets to New Orleans. The point is this: Charlotte can call its team the Hornets, the Packers, or the Yankees, but unless the players inside those uniforms are good, they'll be nothing but a big bee sting for the city. This is Archansky. See ya.